Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Here's all I got to say about the Brewers. If the pitching staff pitches all season the way it pitched in the opening series where the team went 1-2, they'll win 87 games by accident. At some point, they're going to score enough runs. What happened to Matt Garza yesterday is a travesty. Took a no-hitter into the seventh. Gave up one hit through eight complete. Yes, that one hit was a solo home run, which was the margin of victory. To have something as hot as Garza was, to go completely squandered, weren't able to touch it. They should have been all over that, like ugly on an ape. You think they would have been able to drive one in there? Just one! Maybe two. Then it wouldn't have been a tie. Maybe three. But no! Oh, that was one of the toughest games to listen to. And I was actually out of the office on business and listened. I don't even want to talk about it, but Garza looked brilliant. It is frustrating, though, how the Brewers' bats. So what did they scored two in the first game, which was enough to win because it was a shutout by Gallardo. They lose 5-2 in the second game. So, you know, they're averaging about 1-point-something runs a game. I'm telling you what, if the pitching staff is strong, you know how I feel about strong pitching. They're going to win games. Ryan Braun, who had a phenomenal spring training, did not have a good series. Well, nobody who holds a bat did. And now they take, on, oh yeah, Ramirez. Now they take on the Red Sox. Ooh. I don't know if I like this intra-league play early like this. I've done that for a while now. I liked it when it was like, you know, just one stretch of the season. I kind of liked it that way. Anyway, speaking of baseball, but not really, this involves a baseball player and a New York radio host. This is going to be a What is White and What is Wrong topic. And I don't have a lot of time. I'm going to get quite a few calls on this. So I'm going to try to explain this quickly. Mets second baseman ripped by New York radio hosts for taking paternity leave. The player in question is Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy. He is missing his team's first three games of the season after the birth of his first child. His wife went into labor on opening day, so he went to Florida to be there for the birth. But he's taking three full days of paternity allowed for Major League Baseball players. This is under their player association, you know, just like football. That's what they're allowed. He's getting ripped by New York radio sports talk host for not cutting short his paternity leave and returning to his team right away. Mike Francesa, popular New York sports radio personality, spent 20 minutes yesterday talking about Murphy and paternity leave. He was surprised that MLB players even take paternity leave, even though it's a fairly common practice. Here are some of the things that he said. I don't know why you need 3 days off. I'm going to be honest. You see the birth and you get back. What do you do in the first couple days? Maybe you take care of the other kids? Well, you got to have someone to do that if you're a Major League Baseball player. I'm sorry, but you do. Your wife doesn't need your help for the first couple days. You know that. Now, that's not true for the average person, but he's saying it's true for a Major League Baseball player. He goes on. One day, I understand. Go see the baby be born and come back. You're a Major League Baseball player. You can hire a nurse to take care of your baby if your wife needs help. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and look at your wife in the hospital for 2 days? It's assuming she's in the hospital for 2 days, which is very rare these days. This is at Yahoo Sports, by the way. One more. For a baseball player, you take a day. You're back in the lineup the next day. I guarantee you're not sitting there holding your wife's hand. Right now, we have an employee of this company in this building on 2 weeks. I've got some more. Hang on. On 2 weeks, Family Medical Leave Act, for the birth of his second child. I took a week both times my daughters were born. Radio host Craig Carton and former NFL quarterback Boomer Esiason, who also have a sports talk show, also chimed in with a similar refrain. Carton specifically didn't mince words. You get your ass back to your team and you play baseball. There's nothing you can do. You're not breastfeeding the kid. Esiason, meanwhile, said, if it were him, he would have told his wife to have a C-section before the season to avoid any conflict with opening day. Esiason said baseball is what makes Murphy's money and provides for his family, so it should be prioritized. Sports talk hosts in New York are saying he should have put baseball before family. By the way, this controversy did occur in Wisconsin. Do you remember Don Beebe? Where they induced labor so he wouldn't miss a game. There was a day when, I'll tell you what, when I was born, my dad was combining oats. That was the way it happened. Men then in the 70s became involved directly in the birth of their child. They were there. I was there for both of mine. Wouldn't have missed it for the world. Is this fair or harsh criticism that he's deciding to take 3 days off what is his job to be with his family as it has just grown by one? John on the road. John, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
I think this is very unfair to the player. It only happens a few times. It'd be different, I guess, if it was football and you say you missed three games. But, I mean, out of three games out of the baseball season isn't that much. And if people can't appreciate the fact that, you know, you're going to have your kids forever and baseball's only so long, I think they need to really look at the big picture. Thank you.
Okay. Well, okay, John doesn't want to argue there. I was going to challenge some of that, as I do when we do these things. Is he the same as any other person, though? I'm sure he can have a nurse. I'm sure he can have whatever she would need. I think they're right in this regard. Someone of his wealth, he makes $5.7 million a year. He doesn't need to be there for her. But if he wants to commit that time to his family over his job, should he be judged for it? To Robert in Luxembourg. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, I think they're being unfair. For both of my kids, when I was in the military, my wife had C-sections, and I took 2 to 3 weeks off every time to take care of her and the children and stuff. So for him being a father and stuff, you know, the family, you know, should come first over anything else.
Okay, but this is where it gets interesting. You're right. I agree that family should come first, but he's able to provide for his family in a way that most people cannot. He's a multimillionaire. Anything they would need, he can provide by paying someone to do it. Is that not the same as being there for his family?
Well, financial maybe, but what about the emotional support?
Well, okay, what,
you know,
what emotional support does she need?
One way or the other and stuff, but it's like, it's, you know, for the emotional and the connection between the mother and the child, you know, that you created life. You know, you can only do that once.
Well, but he was there. He was there for the birth. Why isn't that enough?
Well, okay, well, did she have a natural birth, or did she have, was the C-section, or that part we don't know what she had.
You're right, we don't. My understanding is that she had a natural birth, but he was there. We do know that. Thanks a lot for the call. To Tim in Appleton. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. I was just going to say real quick, you know, all these other sports athletes and that who don't take time to be with any of their children any of the time. They have multiple children with multiple wives. This guy's actually, you know, stepping up to the plate. You know, I was married and whatnot, but, you know, he's trying to be a father, and some of those things take priorities.
Well, here's the argument of his critics, is he was there. He was there for the birth, and any care she and the child would need, a man of his wealth, and that's where they think it's different from you or I or Jason or anyone else who may have seen the birth of their kids and then took some time off. In terms of needs, they don't think his family needs him there because he's got the millions to provide them for whatever they want in his absence.
Sure, but what about if someone passes away? What needs are met by someone taking a couple days to bereave that? He's not bereaving, he's celebrating. I don't see a problem with the guy doing that.
But I don't think that's the same either. Thanks a lot for the call. Barry on the road. Barry, go ahead. Barry? We got no Barry. All right, we've got a couple more minutes if you want to weigh in on this, and I'll tell you how I feel about it. 406-1360-888-455-1360. It's 1046.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.